people in the Clonmany parish. It's a very large parish from Lean and Pier, right out to Drumfries and out to Rishini, big area, and they've been complaining that the station just isn't open. And when we sought to clarify the amount of money, it was a huge amount of money spent and invested, and rightly so, in refurbishing the station. But now it's hardly ever open, and we just need more Garda numbers, and on the show we need more Garda numbers across Donegal.
Now, at the moment, the argument that's made by Garda management and by the Commissioner is that a Garda sitting in an office is a Garda that's not on the beat. That if you have limited resources, as Garda have at the moment, better to have those Garda in cars, patrolling and on the ground, rather than have them in a building doing clerical work.
Well, I think what people in rural Ireland would say, particularly elderly people, is it is reassuring to know that that your local Garda station is open on a regular basis, and that you know the Garda, that the Garda themselves knows the community, is approachable, is aware of the issues in that community. So I think we've had a really significant loss of that type of policing. And indeed, when I speak to Gardaí themselves, they're not happy with the situation, and that's right up to very senior Gardaí. So, you know, what we need are adequate Garda numbers, and we need to make sure that we have a proper Garda presence across, rural Inishowen, rural Donegal, rural Ireland.
You're welcoming the Donegal JPC's decision to write to the Minister and the Commissioner to make the case for more Gardaí for the Council. All too often, it seems, in the past, such appeals and such submissions have fallen on deaf ears. Is there anything that makes you think things will be different this time?
Well, I think it'll be up to us in Donegal to make the fight, and I was really pleased at the last Joint Policing Committee to see, you know, all of the members, that's the elected politicians and the community representatives on the committee, standing together, demanding the extra resources. Because if we don't shout for Donegal, we won't get. We know that what will happen is resources will go to places like Dublin, where there are, threats of criminal gangs and so on, and we will lose out. So we have to stand up for ourselves.